This goes to the to Dr. David Camp, C-A-M-P, care of Veterans Administration of Battle Creek, fax 616-249-5330, regarding Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N, date of birth 1/25/1974. Dear Dr. Camp, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Vernon with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 1 diabetes, and ischemic cardiomyopathy. His last visit was October 6, 2025. His weight is stable. His creatinine levels tend to fluctuate because he does have very frequent diarrhea. And he did have diarrhea before his October labs, but that had improved before the April labs. So currently he's feeling well, just getting ready to go on vacation with his wife to visit some family. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have the chronic diarrhea without blood or melena. He urinates well without cloudiness or blood. No history of kidney stones. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight carvedilol is 6.25 milligram twice a day. Plavix 75 milligram daily. Also insulin pump with regular insulin. He's on Crestor. He can use methylcarbamol 750 milligram tablets up to four times a day as needed. Pepcid is 10 milligram twice a day. Probiotics, vitamin D3, low dose aspirin 81 milligram daily, and extra strength Tylenol as needed for pain. Physical exam, weight is 204 pounds, and that is a stable weight, 1 pound lower than it was 6 months ago. Pulse 70, and blood pressure is 116 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. And labs were done April 9th, 2026. Creatinine improved at 1.71. Estimated GFR is 48. Calcium is 9.0. Sodium 132, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 12.5, normal white count, normal platelets, intact parathyroid hormone is normal 68.6. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked him to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, type 1 diabetes, currently stable with the insulin pump. 3, ischemic cardiomyopathy, currently he feels stronger and no chest pain, no dyspnea on exertion, no palpitations. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.